Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. We had 2 more weeks. We had 2 weeks that we were been off. Had to go out work with the floods and the snow and everything else was mandated, but it worked out pretty good because the two weeks, like they said, we will find out today if his car is going to be ready. We're going to see if he's going to really run Andy or what's going to happen. So I'm going to make sure we get down to it. I know Young Sanger give him a call because we're going to get it on the line. Like they said, you know, Andy's waiting. Andy said he's waiting for them. And he said they're willing to do it. Now, I know they've been going back and forth at it for the longest and trying to get this run up for the last. So we'll see tonight. We'll see tonight. Also, we had 3 good races. I know that just got locked in over the weekend. Well, during the week. I didn't put none of them out yet. A lot of guys didn't want me to put some of the other ones out yet. They wanted to wait because they want to turn around and run some other ones. But I can actually tell you a couple of them. Block Baby versus Cookie Monster. Rob Reese versus Jason Gillespie, Superman. So I'll let you know about those already. And also Copperhead and Gordo, also those guys right there, they don't mind me putting those out. Also, I got Street King. They can't will be in the building. They already gave me the okay. It's a go, 100%. Cargo, Bruce Leroy, and then they're coming from there. They will be in the building also. My buddy there, Puerto Rican Pete, will be in the building. They have a streetcar. He's looking for a little street action with a streetcar. Also from Chicago, so those guys are from Chicago were there. Three Lug from Chicago, also looking for action. So if anybody's looking for a little action, Three Lug is also looking for action. So hopefully I get a couple more of these guys locked in. I know a lot of guys don't like to run a car unless they've seen it, but the majority of those cars you have seen. So if you decide you want to do something with them, I can put them on a drop a phone on at any time. I can give them a call and they'll answer the phone. I know I'm looking over here to see whose numbers are there first. I want to make sure I get these guys in. Cause I know he's going to get them in there. Young Fang's supposed to get them in for me again, like last time. We're not going to mess with Roadie tonight. You know, he had his mother. His mother passed away, so that's the reason why we won't hear anything. But our prayers are with Roadie. You know, I know he's been trying to get – he wanted to run the black car also. He said if he runs the black car first, then he'll run flex. But he wasn't going to run flex first. So that right there, we're not going to bother calling him at all. So I'm going to leave that one alone and just say a prayer for a man, you know, his grieving family. But I'm going to open up a couple of these mics while I got them over here. Let me just see what's going on. So I'm going to open up the first mic here, 845-0695. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe? How you guys doing this evening? Hopefully everyone's doing well. Just wanted to put my mic on just in case, you know, I would like to say something. How you doing, Joe?
Okay. So far, so good. You know, you know, I've been this last 2 weeks, boy, it was just rain or it's ice. And couldn't do anything, couldn't go out to race, couldn't do anything. So one of those numbers, they had us running all over the place. So, could have been worse. It won't be long. Look, I don't know if you guys heard anything, but North Carolina tomorrow and next day, they're going to go from 60s to 70s. Already, like wow, what a difference!
Yeah,
that's crazy.
We're gonna be close to 50 by the end of this week.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
I hope it stays like that. I really hope it stays like that. You know, so I can't wait. You know, the way things are going, and everybody's all getting gung ho, ready to roll. I mean, like I say, a lot of people got cabin fever; they want to go out anyhow. I know there are a few races ahead of time, like Jamie's race and everything. So if you get a chance, go out there, check out him, support him too. Well, support every race you can support. I that's the whole thing about the grudge game. A lot of people want to turn around and support only certain shows. I say support everyone that you can support, because I tell you right now, they always talk about racing is dead and grudge is dead. It's what you make of it. Let's just say it. And I don't care what nobody said. You can go anywhere, and anywhere can be a bad show. But, you know, just show your support. And if you like it, go keep going back to them. That's all. And I hate to hear when I hear people talk that junk that is dead. It's not dead. Definitely ain't dead. It's what you make of it. That's all. That's just real. And all these other guys out there, they can say that, but sometimes they try to downplay other people's shows. So do you. I'm not going to tell you not to go somebody's race. I'll tell you that right now. And I will not let anybody come on this show and say it either. So if you're going to do skid race or anything like that, I got to shut you down. Because like I said, it's hard right now just to even get grudge racing across these tracks because we got a bad rap. So I don't want to hear bad rap and stuff going around and, you know, I mean, honestly, K Truth, Gallant right now has only got, we got two races at Gallant. That's it. Two grudge events at Gallant Motorsport. I think Virginia, I don't know if they got anything. So, you know, you start burning bridges and next thing you know, you don't have nowhere to go. So this is my whole thing. That's my thing about it. That's why I don't want to hear anybody try to badmouth someone else. Like I said, we have been using Gordo's Trans Brake, so just get ready if you have to. because we will try and break you, because that's something that we don't want to hear. And on top of that, we do have a couple sponsors that are on our show. Matter of fact, I'm looking at one right now, but he's a real good one. And, I mean, he's been backing us for a while, and he knows what it's about, too. So he's a graduate to himself. So I don't want to turn around and put a bad taste in nobody's mouth, you know. And why is it all the time that you always see it when it goes out to these shows and you hear other people say class races or whatever? Oh, I ain't going. They all they do is want to fight and argue all the time, you know. It's all right to talk about arguing, fucking fight, you know, goofing off, playing around. That's what I look at. But when you start getting serious and personal, you know, there's no need for that. Take it somewhere else, not at the track, not on our form. We want to try to turn around and make it a little bit bigger and grow with it. You know, it'll never grow if we turn around and keep doing this here stuff and fighting against each other. You know, if you don't like something what somebody does, hey, that's all I can tell you. Don't go back over there. That's all. That's the best thing and best advice I can tell you. You know, but there's no need in going to fight. It ain't going to help nothing. If anything, it's going to hurt stuff, hurt both of you. So that's how I look at it. So let's keep it grudge and keep it having fun about it. If we can have fun, like I said, if I can't have fun with it, I don't want to do it no more. And I've been doing these last, this is what I've been doing. I said, I'm going to only do two races like I did last year. Well, last year I only did really one, but I will be doing two this year. They'll be in March and October. My cancer walk will be back at Gallant. It's already set in stone. The date is there. And also, March is it again. So I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing and keep it working. Whatever we can do, keep it better. That's all I can say. But let me just make sure I open up some of these mics, because I know a lot of guys want to get on here and they want to talk about racing. And I know I noticed one guy that wants to get on here, so I got to let him get on tonight, because I think he wants to jump on the man. He wants to get him, so we're going to see. But that's it. We ain't going no other way. This is how it is. We going positive or nothing. You know, that's it. That's all it is. Here we go. I'm going to open up this first mic here. 910-1949. Your mic is open.
Joe! Happy New Year, Joe. Merry Christmas. It's been a minute. Everybody out there in Radio Land, it's been a minute. You're showing up home. Happy New Year's and
what's
Merry Christmas
on,
and Happy Holidays and everything else.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How you been, Joe?
So far, I've been pretty good, man. How you been?
I've been good, maintaining. You know, I went down about mid-season last year, June. So, you know, the first 6 months, can't nobody attest to it. You know, I went hard, did what I could do in the grudge world, providing action. You know what I'm saying? Gambling. I gambled the whole season. I ain't even got a good record. You want to know why? Because I was gambling. But,
come on.
You know, I love the sport. I love y'all, all of y'all, and Radio Land, and everybody ain't even up here. Even my adversaries and people that I grudge with against on a daily basis, whether it be Bat, my crew, Mob Town, anybody. You know, New York, upstate, let's get it, baby. I'm back, Joe. You know, it took me a minute, man. I had to step away for a minute. You know, this can be very humbling at times because we love it so much. I told somebody earlier today, I said, we can't say we knee deep into racing. We heart deep into racing because it's who we are, it's what we do. It consumes our lives. Our wives know that. Our kids know that. Our kids is into it. And, you know, I came on tonight, Joe, when you sent me the message, which you always send me the message every time you have a show. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say it if you don't send me the message. But I don't always get on because, you know, life goes on and, you know, you be dealing with your own stuff. And it took me a while to kind of understand what I went through. If everyone in Radio Land don't know, you know, when I wrecked my car at Sammy's event down in Rockingham, Friday night, private test session, you know, I didn't make it to the event. But I had Every race from North versus South, Joe, am I lying, Joe? Every race I had locked in North versus South that I lost, which was two races that I lost, and I won one. Shout out to Batman Crew. I beat Batman Crew. But shout out to Mobtown also. I had both of them locked in for Sammy's race down in Rockingham. And, you know, I had a mishap in private testing. So, you know, ever since then, I kind of just been quiet. You know, they say when you ain't got oil pressure, Joe, you got to be quiet.
Well,
I ain't
look,
lying, Emma.
That's what they say. But, you know, everybody, I've been seeing a lot of people talking and they ain't got no oil pressure.
Yeah, that's what they be doing. But, you know, well, I just want to let everybody know, you know what I'm saying, I ain't that type of person. I ain't going to talk too much now, but I ain't going to say you can't get locked the fuck in. For no verse out for anything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead, open some lines up, Joe. I ain't going to take up nobody, too much time.
Yeah, no. We good. We good. Everybody good. Like I said, I see a lot of stuff going on, and I see some negative, but I try to stay away from the negative. You know what I mean? Just, I want to keep it, like I said, I like to keep it going and having fun with it. Like I said, if you can't have fun, you know what I mean? What good is it? You know what I mean? I ain't got time for this one don't like that one don't like this. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's just like at work. I'll tell you straight out. I don't care for a couple people that I work with, but I know I got to work with them. And I know how to handle it. And I keep it moving. And that's how you should be able to do it. Whether it's racing, the same thing. Not everybody going to like each other. But, hey, just keep it racing, keep it moving, just like it's a job. That's all. That's all it is, man. It's have to have fun. No, but don't let nobody else stop your joy because of something stupid. You know? That's one thing I don't believe in. And that's how I will keep it going. You know? So, We gonna move this here thing on real good. Stop lying and shut up, all man. Come on now, you know who that is. I even gotta say.
You said what was the words?
The man said, "Tell him stop lying and shut up." So you know who that is. That's part of your Part of your crew is you always be racing. Hold on, I'm gonna pull him in there anyhow because I see he says so. Oh my gosh! But you know, it's all good. It's about joking wise. You know how it is. That's why he put a laughing walk about it. That was Antoine messing with you. So it is what it is. You know. That's how.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good, Joe. It's all good.
Yeah.
You want to know something else, Joe? But before the end of this show, let us know, because I know you don't always stay on till, you know what I mean, 12, 1 o'clock with the rest of us. But towards the end, I want to say something, Joe. But go ahead, open up Bat My Crew mic, you know what I'm saying? Because Bat My Crew understands.
No matter what, even everything that's going on, Bat My Crew, I love him. They're my grudge family. We'll never see him down. But we're going to race every time we can afford to race. It is what it is. I can't stand them bitches. They some weak bitches. The whole bad my crew. And I stand it. You know what I'm saying? But I still love them. And it's the brotherhood.
Yeah.
You ain't got
to say nothing about it. Cause I'll be racing all the time anyhow. Whether we lose or not, they get paid. I ain't going to try to chip them or nothing. I'll turn around and pay them whatever. I'll try them again. That's how I am. I'm going to keep coming. It don't matter. See, but if you take it to heart or you bet something that you can't afford, that's when you got problems. So that's my whole thing.
Yeah.
So keep it the way you can afford it, where you can bet. And if you lose, guess what? You can always come back. Well, if you turn around and tell yourself betting a mortgage and you ain't had it, now you got problems. Now you're getting in your feelings. That's a little hard. So bet where you can afford. Have some fun about it and to keep it moving. But I'm going to open up some of these mics right here because I see you here, but he might try to curse you out right quick. 443-7200, your mic is open.
Jerry Curl Joe, what's happening, Pippin? What's happening?
Not much.
I ain't heard from you 16 years or two months, goddamn. What's going on?
Hold on. Look, this is what I'm going to tell you right now. This is what I got to tell you, DuPont.
Uh-huh.
I ain't seen you so long. I saw Kane Catalano on there. I thought it was you.
Tell me
you wouldn't have thought they was kind of brothers or something, huh?
Man, they related somehow.
But now I won't come on here and tell show no fucking. You know, that's what I do. I talk to him every day and day. Fucking. You know what I mean? That's my rival. I'm just here to got on here tonight just to let y'all know. A couple of them guys from up north, y'all not safe in 2024. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm nice and respectful. I'm gonna say just
Antoine,
like that.
You nasty and I like it.
That's all I'm gonna say.
So now, why don't you just say who ain't safe?
No. Because I want to pick and choose when it comes time for me to pick and choose. I got a couple people that's been on my butt, but I just want to select them one by one. I won't keep pulling the grape from the vine every time. That's how I'm going to do them. So I don't want to let them know I'm coming, but I'm letting them know I'm coming without really letting them know I'm coming. So you just better be prepared. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, Twan.
Yeah.
And as your rival and brother in grudge, I want to let you know. Tell him. Don't try and call you out now, but just know you coming and you want all the smoke that you didn't take or whatever the case may have been before. But tell him all that mouth. Everybody got a sign for. Hey, Joe, people really think 2024 is going to be a bust.
It ain't. You ain't got to show enough. You ain't got to come on here try to be our friend. We're going to get to that ass.
We're going to get it in. But fast.
Okay. I want to formally say Happy New Year to everybody on the Long Island Joe Show. I think this is going to be a good year. Last year we tried a lot of different things. It played out to be what it actually what it is. So we're going back to the roots, showing up to the tracks, getting on anybody's ass that want to have some action, want to get in the paint, ain't going to get in the feelings of old racing. Joe Gray, me and my team, we commend you for every time we'd ran you, because it's never been for no chump change, and it's never been no feeling behind it. And I come on here today, and I was wondering if Cookie Monster was going to be North versus South. And if so, if the creek don't rise on our side, we might be just ready to do y'all in one more time. You said y'all wasn't satisfied. So I always been a man to give somebody to get back. Do you accept, Mr. Joe Gray, for North versus South, Little Wonder and Cookie Monster get it on one more time? I mean, Cookie Monster get it on one more time if things go as we plan.
Yeah, you listen, it ain't no problem about running. We're gonna run with dollars. You know, I don't know how y'all come, but we coming the same way, so it ain't like, you know, it is what it is.
How you want me to come, Joe?
We coming small block on no juice. Matter of fact, like I say, he's running block, baby. I know for a fact. So that's
cool. Well, small block no juice has always been the way we ran. I don't see a reason why to change it up now.
Yeah. Well, I'm quite sure. I'm gonna call Phil up right now. Have him call in. I'll find out right away. As long as he ain't locked nobody else in, I don't see no reason why.
Yeah, well, I'm just speaking it into existence right now. We got a good little ways to go. But I think if everything go right on our side, we'll be down there and we can put on for the show one more again. You know, we went to Sammy Race in July for the barbecue block party, and I think that was one of the biggest races that those guys seen in a long while, out of two all-motor trucks for some good cash, and we got it in just in time for the rain to come in. So, you know, I love competition. I know y'all do. Y'all like to race. Y'all like to have a good time. And that's what we're all about for 2024. You know, we ain't with none of the bullshit that's been going on. You know,
it rained a little early, but it's all right.
Joe, I can tell you one thing. You didn't let that rain stop you from pimping in that rain when you used to walk across that parking lot with that bottle hanging. I can tell you that. You still enjoyed yourself, and that's what it's all about. So, you know, I just wanted to come on here. It's been a while. You
Marcus,
know what I mean?
Check your message. Check your message, Marcus.
Okay.
Before you stop talking.
It's been a while.
Hey, Antoine, don't start that shit, bitch.
But
we don't start that shit.
We're going back to the roots. And sure enough, you set your ass down somewhere until we tell you when to talk. You forgot ODB. ODB is your daddy. So until we pull that whip up until you go in, you be quiet.
Hold tight. Listen. I got to clarify this. Let me clarify this. Hold on, wait.
Hold on. Before you get on to that, Mr. Joe Gray. Is you still on here?
Yeah, I'm here.
I had a man that was running his mouth for the last 2 years. All he could speak about was sweet and low, sweet and low, sweet and low. I want sweet and low. He's a black guy with two teeth in his mouth and got glasses that look like he can see from here to Spain. I think they call him OG Bobby. Can you get him on the mic? I think that's what they call him. I think that's what they call it. Because I would be remiss if I did not tell y'all that Sweet Low is back and we coming with a vengeance. So I'm here to stand on business, and OG Bobby talked real good and real nasty. He took my money last year betting with Cliffy, and I just want to have some fun. I want to keep it professional. We ain't talking about, we're not getting out of character. We ain't calling nobody outside their names. We ain't doing none of that. We just want to have fun, gamble, like back in the day, and goddamn smoking joke at the end of the night.
Okay.
So, Mr. OG Bobby, if you listening on the line, please give us a reason to come to North versus South with Sweet and Low versus, what do you call that car? The boss?
I know what you call it.
You talking about Wangster?
The Wangster. The Gangster. The Gangster.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
In the meantime, in between time, I'm going to go on mute, but I just wanted to come on here. Wish everybody a happy new year. It's a lot of people that didn't make it through the new year. And, you know, condolences to those that didn't. But we coming to race, y'all. We coming to race, have a good time, and we going to take it back to the old days.
Tell me something. Is y'all gonna try the that little Malibu that they had out there, that little Malibu? I know y'all was talking about it.
The Jazier Malibu?
It ain't Jazier's. It's Red's Malibu. But
okay, the brown one that ran A-Ball.
Yep.
Yes, we is going to try him.
Yeah.
We is going to try him this year. We're going to try him this year. We need a little justice, but we're going to run him just because he asked for justice without seeing a car that ain't been out in 2 years that, you know, obviously looked exactly like Shirley Baby or Dustbuster. And I didn't see a point of that. So with that being said, we will run him with some justice, with little wonder. We're not turning down no smoke.
Hold on. Somebody from Jersey hit up on the thing on the mic. I don't know who this is. 973-7862. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
What's going on? Oh, Gordo. What's going on, Gordo?
That's Gordo.
Gordo.
Yeah,
What's going on? How y'all doing? Hey, Marcus. What's going on, Marcus?
Hey, we back in action, baby.
I thought it was OG Bobby's number for a minute.
OG Bobby.
That ain't no G Robert.
OG Bobby is sitting under a bridge waiting for us to kill the line so he can go talk in the phone booth. I said it. Back on
OG Bobby won't run Marcus if Marcus take the nitrous off and let him shoot.
Correct.
OG
That's
Bobby weak
as fuck. OG Bobby can come
with nitrous and that tired ass shit. I make Marcus run him head the fuck up on motor.
Now tell him come out of ya.
Y'all better clarify. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't going to go too much deeper.
Show enough. You stay out of our gamble, motherfucker. Didn't I tell you we own you? Stay out of our gamble.
Hold on, wait. First of all, you're on a goddamn thing, bitch. But tempo.
If anybody can get OG Bobby on the line.
I'm trying to get somebody to get him on right now.
And he will lock us in. Y'all got free admission for Friday and Saturday. And if the track is open Sunday, you got it there, too, for North versus South this year at Gallant Motorsports Park.
Let me
be here for the Bad Mouth crew.
Man, I'm going to be telling. I got to get Bobby on here now.
That's
hey,
right.
Joe, I got something to say, though. I got something to say about, I see Etta James locked in their presidents, but Etta James is running from me and hiding in the woods. I don't get it.
Uh-huh.
Why is this happening? Why are they locking in? I was just winter racing, and they're locking in races for April, but they won't race me in March. I'm misunderstanding.
Come on, man, huh?
I'm misunderstanding. The map is not mapping. You understand me?
Maybe you
didn't get off. Are you going to tell me I'm winter racing, lock in race for April, but won't race me in March? Ain't March before April?
Last time I checked my calendar, it is.
Etta James is
Jermaine Thomas car. Oh, the Thomas brothers out of Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, that green, like the teal green one, the one that looked like Youngstang a little bit.
Hey, Gordo,
I thought that was Mark Jackson car. I've been bamfoozled.
Yeah, and I hear Shownuff on here. Shownuff, you got a race car? You fix your car?
They're saying we need the, we got to stop.
Yeah, I got a race car. Yeah, what's up, baby?
What the fuck you want to do?
The same race that you gave me before, but I want the brake. And I'm a drive,
What kind of race I gave you before?
We was racing head up before. And you ain't, we ain't gonna talk about that. I'm gonna go there, all right? I'm gonna say that. On national goddamn radio, I'm gonna say that. We ain't gonna talk about that. So give me the brake. I'm gonna drive, you drive, and I'd be at North versus South. 1-on-5.
You want the brake, head up brake?
Head up brake.
Why we can't run head up?
Because I ain't a driver. You is.
Listen, I drive every once in a while. See, I drive when I need to drive. I'm not an all-the-time driver. I'm not too crazy about driving. I could really care less about driving. All the fun is outside the car. All
right, so you're gambling. You're a gambler, though, right? Whether you're a driver or not, you're a gambler, right?
I do something freaky. I do something freaky and sit on your back tire.
Okay,
and
okay,
never,
so listen. Gordo, right now on national radio. Gordo, listen to me. Hold up. Gordo, right now on national radio, since you are a part-time driver, I got $100 to say that you was a full-time driver. And if you say I wasn't, I'll give you $100. But if you say you was, you got to give me $100 right now. What's up?
No, I want you to send Joe Gray $500, and I don't care what you come with. As long as you drive it, you got the back tire.
No, for one, I want the brakes. Like I said, bitch, you ain't going to slip me up. No offense.
Hey, Joe,
this is the easiest thing.
I don't care. I don't want to know what he's coming with. Don't want to look at the car. Don't even want to see it. He got to drive it, and he got the back tire.
You don't care who car he riding, driving?
I don't care if he comes there with fucking P2 contracting. I don't care who he comes through there with. I don't care if he calls Todd Tuttero. If he gets in it, he got the back tire.
Okay. Hey,
Joe, are we on the grudge show? Or we had a fucking wake or something, a funeral or something. What the fuck is going on here?
What happened to all this?
We looking for the north and guys up north and picking on the north. What happened to all that shit?
First of all, Joe. First of all, I never said that, but I'm about to call your motherfucking bluff right now.
Oh, shit.
All right, appreciate it, man. Have a good night. But I'm about to call your motherfucking bluff, Gordo. What was the race you just offered me? I got the back tire. Right?
I said you can get in the fucking rocket ship. You got the back tire.
I'm driving and you drive, correct?
Come on. Why you keep saying I'm driving? If I got anything with oil pressure, I'm the one who drive.
All right, well, fuck it then. That's your words. Hey, watch how I call this bluff. That's your words. North versus South. Head up. No matter what I come with, I'm not driving. You not driving. What you want to lock in? Right now.
He said, well, I'm not driving. You're not driving.
Yeah, because I said
I'm driving.
You said no.
Showing up. What part of I don't care if you come there with a space shuttle and you got the back tire, don't you understand? Joe.
Say it again. I'm sorry. My bad. I was texting. Say it again. I was texting him on the phone. No more business, man.
Hey,
what's
Joe,
up?
This motherfucker got amnesia, Joe.
I ain't got no motherfucking amnesia, bitch. Joe. I said what I said. Listen. Fuck it. Come to win. 105. Talk spicy to me, Mr. Gordo. Point blank period. No verse out.
So you saying what you're telling me right now is, let me understand this properly. What you're telling me is now to come with anything that I want, and you're going to come with anything that you want. That's what you're telling me?
105. And you ain't driving and I ain't driving, because when I asked you to drive versus me driving, you said some other shit.
What you need to do is send Joe Gray $1,000 and make his cash app or his bring right now. You're live.
Hey, Joe. What's your cash app, Joe? And tell him to send you this too.
105. Wait. Y'all got to make sure y'all got it right, because I want to make something before y'all do it. So both of y'all is just bringing the car, and you saying y'all going to run each other. That's how y'all saying.
We're going to run head the fuck up. We can run whatever he wants. Five or better, Joe. Tell him don't get stingy. We both going to come with ghost cars and run heads up. 400 Pro 3, 8 mile.
And basically, neither one of y'all driving.
No, he just said I could come with anything, and we're gonna lock in 105. I could come with anything, and we're gonna race. So that's what I'm gonna do.
That's a lot.
Oh, okay.
I'm DP ready right now. Hey, listen, Gordo, I'm gonna make it. Gordo, I swear to God on my kids, I'm gonna make it easy on you. You wanna spend $100 now in case you don't. If anybody, hold on, wait, listen, hear me out. I'm willing to spend $100 right now at Eastern Seaboard time, 7:10. That if anybody punked out at a 7-Eleven or any time after, you lose $100. I'm putting $100 up right now. Like we
listen,
said, we come
up.
How the fuck we come?
Shut up. It's called the deposit. Listen to me, because you're speeding. What I'm telling you is, I'm willing to lock in the whole 5,000. I'm going to bust your fucking head to the white meat, I promise you. Just lock the fuck in. You got till 7 a.m. tomorrow morning
to put
$1,000 in Joe Gray.
Man, listen,
I'm going to knock your head loose. Tell me
Joe
to come with anything. You told me goddamn lie.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Joe, if he send you 5,000, it's 7:11 p.m. Eastern time. If he send you 5,000 by 7:15, and you can show and you gonna DP, I'll send 5,000. Come to win.
Hey Joe,
North versus South.
Hold up. Y'all can send 1,000. Don't send the 5,000 because y'all gonna mess my cash
up.
Joe,
I'm gonna do the same thing I did when I locked them boys in from Chicago. I'm gonna call Kenny, and Kenny's gonna drop you off $1,000 in cash.
Okay.
The same thing I did with Chicago.
Gordo, why you switching up, Gordo? You sound like you're shaking. You shaky motherfucker.
No,
you.
I'm not shaking.
Is you shaking?
Joe.
It sounds
Joe,
like you're shaking.
Do I not pay you deposits in cash?
Hold on. There's no lie. This is what he did with the guys in Chicago. He had Kenny meet me up over here. Kenny came out with the car, came out and counted the money out to me right off the bat. They locked in their deposit, $2,000 on $10.
Hey, Joe, my word is my bond, Joe. I ain't never done you wrong. You ain't never done me wrong. You ain't never had no reason to question my character. I got 5,000.
No.
If he bring 5,000 tonight, I'm gonna put up and we're gonna run head up. I don't give a fuck if he bring goddamn what's his name? Hey, Gordo, what's your tuner name? The motherfucker that
won
a light top and shit.
You don't have to worry about my tuner.
Listen. What's his name, goddamn Nova Joe?
Uh-huh.
He can come with the best shit Nova Joe got. Head the fuck up. 1-on-5
mm-hmm.
tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Put the thousand up.
Joe, did I not tell you that I'm going to have Kenny meet you tomorrow and drop off $1,000?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do, Joe, and I'm going to come with a car, and I'm going to come with a car of my choice. We're going to run, and we're going to race.
What I do, Joe,
that's fine.
I'll take a picture of him with the money when he gives it to me.
Okay, that works for me, Joe.
All right, I'll do.
That works
I
for me. That,
work,
that works for me, right? But this is what I'm gonna do, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm gonna do. Just to show that this is real, and we ain't showing the grudge world and Facebook and the world outside of anybody that ain't on this call right now that we face. This is real shit, Joe. If he bring that money and it's a lot, I'm going to take your word for it. And it's a lot. Because I'm going to send you the money immediately after, probably 10 minutes after, max. Because I'm coming how he coming. And I don't care what he come with. He ain't going to have enough.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry about what I come with. Just come to race.
That's a fact. I'm calling your
you
bro, and I like you. Gordo, I like you, Gordo. I still owe you $20. Hey, Gordo, I still owe you $20. Don't I, Gordo? But you ain't never asked me for it. I like you, Gordo. You my dog. So this racing.
I ain't worried about $1.
I know you ain't. I know you ain't because if you was, you would have called me and I would have sent it to you.
That's
fine. So this racing, but I just want to let you know that I'm serious. Like, no bullshit, Gordo. If you get serious and this shit happened, I'm going to get you fucked up at North versus South. Let's get it. North versus South, a legend. That's a goddamn in stone. And despite of whatever happened in 2023, this is 2024. And we bringing it back for us.
Listen. Just come to win. Stop preaching and running for fucking mayor. 105, and let's bring any car we can come with. Any car
I ain't running for mayor, bitch. I'm running. Hey, my fault. I'm gonna throw you a bitch. I ain't running for mayor, motherfucker. I'm running for president. God damn it! Now I'm running for president. Me and Trump in the racing. God damn it!
Listen. You can't find nobody fast enough to fuck with me.
I ain't gotta find a shit. I got family that. Bro, first of all, it's faster than you. So we ain't gonna say that. It's faster than me, and I'm saying that publicly. It's faster than me, but I got people on my team to their family, and we gonna fuck up whatever you listen. Whatever you come with for 105.
105.
Hey Joe, I missed your show. My neighbors ain't heard me out here yelling. Joe, my neighbors ain't heard me out here yelling about 9 months. I missed your show. I'm gonna fuck Gordo up. I swear to God. And my kids. Come on, Gordo. Hey, Gordo, you want some cash right now? You want me to show you more than what we're going to gamble for right now, the cash? So I'm just serious, bro. I'm about to fuck you up.
Hey,
Gordo, ho. Gordo, after I fuck you up, man, add this to the script. We got to call you Microphone Gordo. You Microphone Gordo,
man.
I got to fuck you up.
Joe.
Uh-huh.
I really don't know what this guy is running for right now. He don't got to hype us up no more. Just 105 and come to win. Just find the best you can find and come on.
Okay. Bet. Lock.
That's my end.
Joe. Lock. Hey, Joe, I'm going to Houston, right?
I hear y'all say lock.
I'm going to Houston to throw more than what the lock ain't going to be. If you understand what I'm saying, I ain't gonna say it live. I got cameras and shit on my house, my old lady. But anyway,
no.
Okay.
So it's a lot.
Gordo.
Joe, I already told you it's locked on my end, Joe.
So y'all good for a verbal agreement till y'all send the money or what y'all want to do?
Yeah. Joe, Kenny's gonna put $1,000 in your hand tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm going to send $1,000, PayPal, Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, whatever the fuck you need, Joe. I got it all.
You got yours a car for this fucking
thing.
Yeah,
you can put some Cash
App with me at that. It's stupid as hell in there. I don't fucking know a
job. That's no problem.
Hey, Joe, can you run back the lock-in? Can you run back the lock-in real quick?
The lock-in?
Whatever
Gordo comes with, it don't matter. They ain't driving. Neither one of them are driving the cars. So basically, they have a ghost car come, and then they're gonna say, "This is my ghost car, and you got your ghost car," and that's how they got.
So come to win.
Hey, is there a time frame that you got to be in the lane?
Talk to me, Gordo.
Y'all need to have a time frame because somebody.
And
what
to me, Gordo? Let's make it official.
Y'all need a time frame.
Hey, Joe, I'm good with whatever time he come up with. Come talk to me. Mute.
Go it up.
Them boys said 105.
I don't like no race like that. You can come with whatever you want.
Hey, Joe.
I do. That separates the men from the kids.
I love it.
I like that.
Hey,
I like that.
Hey, I love it. Hold on. Bat my crew. Hold up. I'm going to explain something real quick. Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
I learned my lesson at National First South. When you come to win and Fred beat me with that Turbo Camaro, and he barely beat me. It was a grudge race. It was a race. Everybody enjoyed it. Probably the best race of the week, the weekend. Understand. I know what that shit mean now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't lose that money twice. I ain't no dummy.
Hey, I ain't no icebox. I ain't no icebox. They say the best lesson is a belt lesson. You just belt lesson.
You goddamn right. There you go. Hey, in my Michael Jordan voice. Y'all don't understand it. There you go.
Hey,
okay.
Best lesson is a belt lesson. We need some clarification, though. We need some clarification. So
y'all need to put a time on it. Y'all need to put a time
on
it.
Yes, sir. In a day. In a day. Friday, Saturday, or what day? Thursday.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Gordo got to bring his best, and Show Enough got to bring his best.
Hey, Shona, why don't you and Gordo and Long Island Joe, you know, once he gets the money, y'all get the money together, and y'all get together that time and put a time on it. That way y'all know for certain.
That's
y'all can
that'll work for me. That'll work for me all day long. Hey,
man,
listen, I'm coming with some shit, and goddamn, I'll probably never be able to afford it for myself in life.
Shona, shut the fuck up.
But I hope so.
That's all. You talk.
Yeah,
like,
there you go.
Drunk.
Hey, there you go.
Damn,
Long Island Joe, did my man, Mr. Gangster, ever come out the bushes?
Hold on, cause I see another over here. I gotta make sure I open up this number to see a 973 number. I gotta make sure it ain't him. Hold on, we might have Bobby on you. 973-0584. Your mic is open.
Yeah, what's up, Joe Gray?
What's going on now?
This little Simon.
What's up, Simon?
I am.
You heard what he said?
Yeah. We ain't doing nothing.
You
right
trying
now.
To do, little Simon? You come in here with your chest poked out. What's up?
I ain't said nothing. I'm just listening. I don't want no trouble.
Oh, okay. I mean, we just looking for your rude dog, Mr. OG Bobby.
Listen, you ain't got to be looking for us. When we ready, we're going to come looking for you.
When we ready? That's the last thing you told that woman before she fucked you.
Yeah.
When you ready.
I thought I was ready.
Huh?
I thought I was ready.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, man. You know, for the past 2 years, dog. How you going to be asking? I'm asking for him. It's when we ready. Come on. Make it make sense in my Antoine Collins voice. Let me ask you a question. What needs to be done for y'all to get ready? You need a spot?
Mm-mm.
Should that make you get ready quicker?
A spot?
You need a spot. Will that make you get ready quicker? You need a spot?
Yeah.
Well, go down to the fish house on Leonard Fifth Street and tell them you want spots out of the fish tank. Tim, you can find you a spot right now, goddamn me. I'm trying to get busy, man. What's up? Miss Tammy said, how you want to carry? What's up? Huh?
Ain't nothing.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this: Is there any way you can page him, send him a computer letter, send him like that? We looking for him.
I'm about to call him and tell him. I'm gonna text him and tell him you talking shit about him on the talk show.
I appreciate that, sir.
Huh?
Absolutely.
You gonna stop?
I told you we bringing this shit. Marcus, we bringing this shit back like it used to be.
Yeah.
Hey, but I'm gonna be honest with you. I heard he ain't been out since ODB put him in the retirement home.
Yeah. You heard about right. You heard about right.
Lord to the mercy.
Mm.
Well, we want to give him some rehabilitation and teach him how to walk again. teach him how to squat again. Teach him how to talk again. All he got to do is get on this motherfucking phone, and I'll see if he can talk. Get him in here.
I'm in here. He don't got to be in here.
So you can lock him in? You can lock the car in?
Yeah. I can lock something in. I just told you we not ready.
Okay.
When we get ready, I'm going to be knocking on your door.
Okay. All right.
All right?
That's all I'm saying, boss.
Hey, listen. I'm going to go back on mute, and the mic is open.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Hey, Joe, give us some.
Let me make sure
you get a chance, Joe. Run us down some races you got. Y'all got locked in for North versus South.
Watch the seat.
Okay. Hold on. Let me just make sure I open this mic, and then I'll run them all down for you. 215-69-604. Your mic is open.
I want to do something differently. So I'll get
rid of Zeus.
Man.
Your mic is open,
Hello?
Zeus.
Oh, what's up? What's up?
Yeah,
what's
your
up?
Mic
I'm
is open.
Listening. I'm just listening.
Oh, you're listening. Okay.
Ain't nobody locking it, so I'm just listening.
Ain't nobody locking it?
No. Much trouble.
You don't think they would run you, huh, Zeus?
Who?
I don't know. You got Marcus coming back.
I thought you said
ready too.
Who?
Huh? Who you say? Marcus and them is getting ready now.
I'm not racing them guys, man. You gotta pick some. I like to get Gordo out there.
Oh, you like to run Gordo?
Damn right. I like Ron Burgundy.
What you gonna run Ron Burgundy with?
I got an all steel, all glass car. It's a Village.
Okay.
Sit just like him. And we could do it on the 13th.
Well, you know what he said? He was in Alabama with the. They in Alabama with that 44 shit. They're running that 44 plan.
Okay.
He said that last time.
Anybody else on here want to see the villain? Anybody else on here want to see the villain? Lock it up or say your piece or don't say nothing at all. Anybody.
Hey Zeus, how you say it's coming?
All steel, all glass.
I ain't all steel, all glass because I get it baptized.
Say that again.
I said I ain't all steel, all glass, but I get it baptized.
You get the baptized?
I said I give you the baptized.
You gonna give me the baptized? No, I'm all steel, all glass. I got two baptized.
Tempo.
Anybody else?
Where the hell is Young Stang at? He supposed to been on here, supposed to get this man on the phone. I gotta make sure I find out.
Y'all ever get locked? Did Young Stang and Juicy ever get locked?
Yeah, my money
and Juicy ever get locked?
My money in.
Young Stang, hit that
hey,
one.
Zeus, according to my pen pal, Zeus, your money always been in.
Like a motherfucker. I don't play no games. I don't want to hear that lock shit on the phone. I want to lock it. I don't want to hear that verbal and shit. Lock that money the fuck in.
Ooh. I like where he talk. Lock it in.
According to my pen pal, Zeus always goddamn put his DP up. I'm going to say that. Yeah, ain't no pocket watching that motherfucker either.
I know he said he was locked in, so but I just was wondering, he supposed to be getting this guy
hey,
on the phone
enough.
For us.
Hey, sure enough, when you see a bear in the woods, you run the other way, right?
Nah, I pour honey on me.
Yeah, okay.
I pour honey on me, goddammit.
There's a lot of motherfuckers on here that got oil pressure. They ain't saying nothing, though. Yeah, they in the bushes. Because they know the bear is out.
Hey, I just got this here text. They asked me, hold on. Let me see. They asked me,
here,
run jobs here? They asked me,
huh?
Would you run jobs here?
Would I run jobs
I guess
here?
Little man, I guess little man in a Mustang. Would you run little man's Mustang with the nose?
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Yes, most definitely. Yes, sir.
Oh.
We can lock that tonight.
Ooh.
Man. They could call in. To get them when you tell them to call your phone. You pay, put them in there on the three-way.
Oh,
we ain't got to wait till tomorrow.
Oh,
I got to eat them.
Can't hit the one button. I can't see you. I don't see your number. I know you hit me up. Hey, tell me something. I just had another thing that came across the desk here. They said, will you run, ask Luce, will you run Big Copperhead?
If he want to run me, yeah. Why wouldn't I?
There go your thing. Uh-oh. Hold on. He done hit that.
You can put this on the person that's texting you. The person that's texting you, ask them, can they run Sweet and Low, too?
I Jason, you better come on over here.
I don't know why motherfuckers think motherfuckers slow. Ain't nobody slow over here.
Jason hit that one button. You're getting laughing. The man said he's ready for you. What's up? 252-0305, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe? How you doing? Good evening, gentlemen. How y'all doing tonight?
How you doing, man?
Game? What's up?
Joe, I got to say, first and foremost, I've been up here for quite some time, and I heard that comment that you made about Antoine looking like me. You thought it was him up here the entire time. Now, for that
he
comment,
do like you. Y'all twins. He the big one. You the little one. God damn it.
Oh, no, fuck you, Marcus. Fuck you.
No, answer. I said you the big one and Cam the little one.
Nah, fuck you. That's why I said that. That's why I said it. Fuck you. Motherfucker.
Hey, Joe. I got to tell you, you know I'm with your ass, right?
Yeah, that's what you say.
Hold on. Cam, what you say? What did you just say?
Joe know what I'm talking about. He know I'm going to get him. We locked in. I'm not going to let him get by, Marcus.
You and Joe locked in for North vs. South?
Yeah.
What cars?
His vet
my
and my Malibu.
Car, my little Corvette versus car, his race car is Malibu.
It's not a race car.
Hey, hold on. I tell you what, Kane, you know we talked about getting it on before. So it's only right. I'm a get Little Wonder Bear to fuck up that Malibu. What's up?
You gonna get Wonder Bear to do it?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Coming to win. You coming to win, right?
Yeah, it's the Malibu you racing Joe Gray with, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. When you want to do it, Marcus?
That's Saturday.
Well, no, y'all not coming to say I'm going to be there that Friday because I'm going to bring my truck that Saturday. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I'm going to do them Friday night, the Malibu, and then Saturday I'm going to bring my truck.
Leave both of them. Go rent a 2-car trailer and bring both those snail motherfuckers on the trailer down there.
Well, I don't. It's hard trying to rent 2 cars at once.
Your boss man got truck and trailers and shit. He should be able to have a cool 2-car trailer around there. A stacker. I know them street outlaw motherfuckers. Goddamn it! I look out for you.
I could listen. That I got 2 trucks and 2 trailers, but it's gonna be hard trying to focus on two vehicles on
not
the same
country
day.
Chris,
so I
just, one of them.
I wish you need to stop. Now you need to stop. There you go. All right.
I ain't gonna. I'm not gonna hound on you. I mean, if you change your mind that you gonna keep the truck down there for Saturday too, let me know. You know how to get a hold of me. There ain't a whole lot to it.
I got 2 races on Friday night. Joe and Country Chris on Friday night. So that's why I say I'm headed to Malibu there on Friday.
Okay.
And that's the reason why I ain't gonna make it there on Saturday.
I might get with the team, and we might show up there that motherfucker on Friday night.
All right.
If we show up there that motherfucker on Friday night, can you please give us a spotlight?
If you show up on Friday night, I got a blessing with your name on it. How about that?
Okay. I'm going to get with the team.
Come get it. Get with the team. That's all you got.
I appreciate it. I'm back on mute. It's your show, big dog.
Hey, can I ask you something, Kane?
Yes, sir.
If Marcus and Antoine will come down there on Friday night, can I see y'all take a group picture together?
You just want to compare me and Antoine side by side. Joe, cut it out, Joe.
Hey, if I hang up right now, can I call back?
I'm telling y'all, we said twins.
That's what they say. We twins.
Hey, all right, somebody, all right. Look, right. I'm about to hang up, but I'm gonna call back. So y'all better answer the phone for me. Add me.
Man, just call me. Just call me, fool. All
right.
Yeah, who was that too. A minute ago, Joe? That was ready to lock. Copperhead in and Ron Bergen. Who was that? That was ready, wasn't it?
Zeus said he ain't scared of him. He said he wanted to do something with him.
Good gracious.
I don't know what happened to Copperhead, though.
Good.
Copperhead, what you going to do?
Soup's feeling good.
I think Copperhead already got a couple of races in the apple, because I think Copperhead's locked in with, who's he locked in? Dexter? He Ron Burgundy? Oh, and then you got a Gigantic with all of them. So he got 3 races and stuff, too.
Right. Okay.
Then you got Gordo. You know, he got 3. You know, he got to run that car from Indiana. I forgot his name. With the Malibu. Well, Chicago. And the other one for Chicago, Dirty Diana. And then he got Copperhead at the end. And poor you, I don't know what they're going to do with you. We're going to have to hide the plastic forks and knives away. You might have to commit suicide. I'd be rough. Kane?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, we don't hide plastic. I'll make sure all of your utensils is all the way. I don't want you to have nothing. You lose both of those races. Put it this way. You can lose to me, but you better not lose to Country Chris.
I know that's right. Yeah, I'm going to try my best not to make nothing. I ain't smelling nothing. I'm good gracious, I see.
You come around that return road and keep on going right out the gate if you lose the Country
Going trip. Right out the gate.
He going to ride you to death. He going to ride you hard. Hey, this one I got. Oh, that's right. Another race that they had. Biggie Smalls is giving Purple Rain everything in drag racing.
Everything.
How about that?
We giving a spot and taking a spot.
Yeah, he's actually giving the guy everything in drag racing, and then he's going to run Ted DiBiase, and Ted DiBiase is going to give him everything in drag racing.
That's right.
But one race is for $10,000, right? Am I right?
That's right.
Ted DiBiase said he's a $1 million man. He said he bet by himself. It's taking it to take the pot by itself against them. As they locked in on 25, the deposit man is there. Everybody got their deposit man up. Now, Purple Rain, on the other hand, y'all got to give him everything in drag racing. But which race
right.
goes first? Which race is first?
Ted DiBiase first.
Ted DiBiase first?
Yeah, that's the first. Yeah, we're going to do that first. That's what I'm thinking. Not unless he might warm up. He might warm up on Purple Rain. He might take that as a warm up.
Get on a warm up.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. That sound like a plan there. Definitely sound like a plan. But shoot, I look at a couple good ones. I mean, don't get me wrong. Gordo got his hands full. You know, I ain't gonna lie to you. He got his hands full, but he came going to the top. He didn't even try to start at the bottom. He wanted to go straight to the top. Then you got Zeus and Young Stang. Young Stang trying to make his return, but he coming back. So Zeus giving him 1-1. So that's interesting. And let's not forget about Cassius Clay versus Jackie Chan. I mean, I think that's going to be something to watch right there. I think that's going to be a race. To say it, the battle of the small block, standard board space. And I'm waiting for Young Stan to get in here because this is the week that we're supposed to know whether or not that Wallaboo in the car, and run flex. That's what you want to see, who the baddest motor car. One of the baddest motor cars or whatever, you know. They want to work up the ladder. I want to see what happens. Who you got any predictions? Y'all got predictions on some of these races? Ain't nobody going to predict on none of the races? I know I predicted a couple already. It ain't looking good for Kane right now.
Why you say that? Why you say that? Why it ain't looking good for me? Why it's not looking good for me?
Hey, listen, don't be out there. I know what y'all going to do. I figured it out now.
What's that?
Y'all gonna come in with wearing the same clothes together that day at the track, so you can put Antoine.
Joe,
you cut it out. He don't want to take that woman, so he's trying to call. That's what he's trying to do.
No. So this is what we can do. If me and Kane come there dressed alike, you got to put a wig on like Larry McKenzie.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, God.
No. I ain't doing that one. I'll leave that one alone. You can't hear it? What? You can't get on him? I'll tell him, you can call Marcus up. Phil said he's going to call Marcus up about trying to do something with Little Wonder. Marcus?
Okay, Joe, that's cool. You know how we do, man. We all get together and make stuff happen.
Yeah, he just came in my room and said he's going to get a call.
Okay, that sounds good.
I think they got something going on with I think they got Red Cup running somebody.
Oh, Red Cup going to be there, man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same motor, everything is the same way. But
okay.
They're supposed to be bringing that, you know, that's how it is. Ain't nothing changed, but they just want to have some fun.
That's what it's all about.
Come out, so... That's how they coming out there try somebody, you know. Turns to try something. So
right,
Well, I'm interested in trying him too.
Huh? There you go. Let me get off this thing. You're making me laugh now. You're making me laugh. I ain't gonna say nothing. I ain't gonna. I'll leave that alone. All right, let me open up this mic.
All right, yeah.
I'll go up 2-5-6-4-2. Your mic is open. Is that you, Young Stan?
What up, Joe?
What's going on
My
now?
Bad. I had to do Did you get him on there?
All right. Huh?
Did you get him on there? Is Andy on
there? Andy, I know Andy Harris on here. Andy got to be on.
So you
Andy,
make
hit the one button. Hold on, let me make sure if Andy on here. Andy, hit the one button. Uh-oh. I might have to call Andy. Anybody hear from Andy today? Uh-oh. Yes. Hold on. Andy, 516-2419, your mic is open.
I'm here, Joe, listening.
Oh,
yeah, good. What's happening?
Well, you know, it's 2 weeks now. He said he needed 2 weeks. We're going to give him the call and see if he's ready or not.
Okay.
All right. You understand? Go ahead and give him a call.
Hold on.
How you doing, Andy? How you feeling?
I'm hanging in there.
All right, that's good. All right. Well, prayers is with you. You know how it is.
Thank you.
All right.
Wallaboo, what's up? Wake up.
No sleep.
Oh, all right. What's good with you? You got the 2 week update. What's going on?
What are you talking about 2 weeks, Mark?
You was on the show 2 weeks ago. You said you were going to give Andy an update in 2 weeks.
I told you, last thing I told you is, why should I run Andy first? He's supposed to be the toughest man on the planet. Come on, man. Stop putting words in my mouth.
I'm just telling what you said, but
I said, why should I run Andy first? What's wrong with Rose and Kiwan? Why can't get to play with them first?
Well, you know, Rudy ain't going right now because he got his mom passed. But you said you let Andy.
No,
Wallaboo. I'm asking you a question. You said on the show last week, 2 weeks ago, you said, give your call in 2 weeks, I'll give you an update. And in 2 weeks, I'm asking you if it.
Well,
is that update?
Listen. I'm still not going to run Andy first, all right? Now, put that in your mind.
All right. I'm just updating, you know, I'm just asking, that's what you said.
You know, you asked me, was I scared of Andy? I told you no. That's what I told you.
So listen, I know that, you said you don't know yet, 2 weeks, right? You going to bring it to Northbrook South, should Andy be there waiting on you?
Andy will be there waiting on me or Apollo, what's wrong with that? Suppose I get a race North versus South.
Huh?
And Apollo going to be there for Andy, what's up? Y'all so worried about me running Andy. Why don't Andy run Apollo?
I think he will, but I think if he run Apollo, you ain't going to go.
I might not go no way. If I don't see my numbers I'm looking for.
That's a good report.
Shit.
That's a good report.
If I can't get by Rhodey, why would I go fucking with Andy?
Oh, so you are a little scared of Andy.
I'm not scared of nobody. But these cars got mine of their own. You think you there and sometimes you ain't there. You done been through that shit before.
You're right. I get it. I'm just asking you, brother. I understand. I understand.
But like I said, even when I get dead right, I'm not running Andy first. It don't make sense. Not for my pocket anyway.
Oh, okay. All right, brother. Well, I got the answer I was looking for. I'll hit you up later. Well, there you have it, Joe.
Yeah, everybody heard it.
Andy,
haven't you heard?
Have you heard from Kiwan?
Last week after the show, yeah, I talked to him last, and he said he was almost ready. But everybody saying they don't want to go
first. Boy, that's the respect I like. So if nobody want to go first, who going to go? Damn.
I say we settle the whole thing out in one day. I'll lock all four of those guys up 2 hours apart. I told you. And Apollo could be last. This way they don't come. I could race him for a little bit of money, Wallaboo. He don't have to break the bank. Let's run for a little five. There's 10 of them in there,
you know,
500 apiece.
Don't nobody want to go first. Andy, do you have a lineup first? Who got to go first or all of that crazy crap?
You know, I like to – listen, I know the kind of car Apollo is. And, you know, I'm not going to say nothing, but I'm just saying it's a hard race for me. I just want to save him for the end because I lose everybody if I race him first. You know, if I beat him, nobody's coming. Nobody's coming because that's the best they could bring. But I will do it the same day. I will lock it up on the same day, and I will lock it up. You know, there's not a problem. I'll lock them for by the end of the night. You know, whatever, 6, 7 o'clock, 5 o'clock. But I don't understand why those guys don't come. You know, those other guys, Kiwan. I mean, is good. I'll see if he finishes his car if he can get it right. You know, and Wallaboo, I go for $2,500 on Wallaboo. I'll lower it down. I mean, that's the minimum I'm going for, but that's my bottom line. But, I mean, why not test it? Like you said, anything can happen with these motor cars. A little slip, and the next guy wins. I'm not saying, you know, I got to get lucky too, but I'm willing to do them all in one day, or North versus South. I'll take them all on that one day, man. I'll clean them all out, I feel. You know, so let's see what happens with Kiwan. You know, Rhodey, I hope it gets past his mom's. You know, I lost my mom this year too, so you know, I know how it is. And you know, I want to make my trip down there worthwhile. I don't want to just come down there for nothing because I'll wait for like Cecil or something like that that's close by to bring my car out. But let's see what happens. I mean, maybe as they get a little bit closer to the date. They could, you know, they could grow a little nuts, you know what I'm saying? They could put a little weight on their nuts. So let's see what happens because I don't think Wallaboo, they ain't coming. So they're stuck on Apollo. And Apollo, listen, if worst comes to worst, I'm going to have to run Apollo, and I'm just going to make it for a big pot. You know, I'm just going to take my chances, and, you know, and if they think they got something there, I'm still willing to take my stuff and run it for you.
Honestly, this is my opinion. I think that's the move you gotta make. Cause
yeah,
well, I don't think so. I don't think the rest of them going. Cause you get one, you gonna knock. Even if you get one of them, two of the other ones ain't going. Cause they all in the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Field.
I know Kiwan will go. I mean, I'm sure Kiwan. You know, he's willing to go that one time. So why wouldn't he go again? So I'd like to run him first, and then. If nobody else is around, you know, whatever, Apollo, you know, the same day, you know, a couple of hours later, I'll run him, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, you know, if you don't want to go,
I'm going to work on Kiwan tonight. I'm going to work on Kiwan.
Yeah, work on Kiwan.
I'm going to give a call now. Hold on. Let me see if I can get Kiwan on the phone. What are you talking about? You're going to have to find out there. Boy.
And Joe, if he goes for 10. Me and Kiwan like that 10 number, but I'm going to push it all in. If he don't want to go, I'm going to push it all in for Apollo and just start at 20. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to, you know, we put up 4 on 20. And I just, we see who it really is. If that's the best they got, that's the best I got to try at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? I got to, you know, we got to prove a point here. You know, it's
Mm-hmm.
It's a title bout, and you know, it's got to go down for some bucks. It can't go down for no nickel and dime. So, and I know those guys are willing because they got
They got a lot of guys on their side, Ray, all of those guys, Ray Bay, and, you know, they all want to bet with him, Franco, and they all want to bet with him. So I don't see, you know, I don't see that being a big problem. And that's the way that one's got to go down. So if worse comes to worse, I mean, you know, if Kiwan, you know, wants, if they want to see a race, they're going to see a race because I'm not going to be the holdup.
Okay. Hold on one second.
So we'll give them a couple of more weeks. We'll see where we're at, and then we'll go from there. You know, if they're not ready yet or it's a little too early for them, because I know Apollo, they say they're ready. So let's you know, at some point I'm going to say, those other guys aren't coming, and we got to do it, and that's the numbers we got to do it for, and I'm sure them, you know, they got bigger pockets than me. So, you know, there's a lot of them. It's just me and a couple of my fellas. So, you know, the rest is, you know, let's see what happens. But it's definitely going to go down this year. I mean, you know, let's hopefully it's, you know, as soon as possible. You know, so.
Yeah, he didn't answer the phone.
I'll be in.
So.
Yeah.
I think I know you want to give him a couple weeks. Wait till you, like you said, give him a couple weeks. And then we can bypass all of them. They'll go right for that 20.
Yeah, I know. All right, so that's what's going to end up happening. So let's, you know, I'll be back on mute, and I'll just be listening.
If that's the case, that means you got to say who the king is then.
Because
nobody else want to mess with nobody.
That's it. There's nobody in the middle. It's going to be Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, you know, all over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what's going to happen. But and I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to do that because at the end, we got to find out what's going on here. If they got a faster car or a better driver or a better crew or a better program, I shake their hand. But so far, motor cars, I'm undefeated. So what can I say? I ran a lot of guys already. So, you know, I know I don't have races every you know, damn, you know, a couple of times a season, but, you know, I've been around for a while, and, you know, if that's the best they got and the best, you know, car they got and the best motor they got, we got to try it. So I'm going to be on mute until everything's set and we get close to the date, and then we'll see what we're going to do.
Okay.
All right.
The king has spoken.
I'm listening. Otherwise, I'm going on mute. I'm just listening to all you fast motherfuckers out there, man. I'm learning shit. I'm learning.
Hey Joe, you know they're gonna throw me. Joe, you know they're gonna throw me in the fire tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I know. I know Volleyball mad at you right now. I heard his voice.
How much worse than it can it be with that bump on your head? How much worse than it can it be?
Man,
Mike Brown put you under hard today. It was a tough day for you today. But you got him back.
He backed up off me.
Yeah, you got him? All right.
Go look back at the Facebook and I tagged you. We had a conference call afterwards.
Well, it's going to be a lot of good races,
like
North
that.
Versus South. I'm
yeah,
dying to see
nice.
Mike Lang. I'm dying to see Mike Lang and Cassius Clay and Rogers. That's
yeah.
going to be a really good race. That's going to be really
yeah, –
that's worth the admission
great.
Right there. Hey, Joe Gray.
Uh-huh.
You know, man, you can always do something on the side. You know that, right?
On what? Done the race then?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we always get. That ain't no problem.
Want to do a little small hunter? I'm going to go with... Come on, man.
I got to burn out first.
Hey, I ain't even telling you I'm going to go with it.
I always bet you every time on every race.
Hey, yeah, you do. You remember last time North versus South? You got us for that 1,000, and you got Ryle Gubber for that 500 in the burnout box. You know I ain't forget about that, right? You know I ain't forget about that.
Look, no lie. When I told you, I said I was betting you. I didn't say the box. I wasn't betting Rob, and you said.
Don't make me go get Rob. You don't want to, and you started that shit with the Rob, and that's a Rob took it to spot. And I wasn't going to get Rob, but I said, all right, here's a couple hundred more. And then Rob turned around to make it five. I said, damn. I said, they trying to kill me.
Yeah, so, hey, so I remember that. I just, you know, I know you betting with your man, Jeff Rogers, and that's your road dog. I just want to know if I can get a little small. I tell you what, we'll do a small 50 on the side, man. How about that?
No, we gonna do, if we do it, we're going to do 100. We're going to do 100.
Okay. Right. Yeah, anybody else on here like Jeff Rogers against Mike Wayne? I guess we're going to have to wait to the brother.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't want to really bet on either one of them. That's how it is. It's really that tight. I really honestly, I think it could be one of the two.
I don't think so. Did take the Willie bars off? That's all I want to know.
Willie bars?
That's where I'm betting it. Yeah.
They got no Willie bars. I didn't know Willie bars. These are what I'm having them on.
Willie bars.
Man, I could have sworn I seen something with Willie bars on it. I got my eyes. My Florida
that
Evan
was just a test session.
Up.
That didn't mean nothing. That was just testing.
Okay, I'm about to say yeah, I might have to give you odds if he still got them Willy bars on there, but never mind.
Hey, I like Jeff Rogers for 500. I like Jeff Rogers for 500.
I knew it was coming.
Come on.
I knew it was coming.
I like you for 500.
Hey, Jeff. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to do five, but I'll do two.
All right. I do too, and how about that other mushmouth motherfucker? How much you want?
Uh-oh.
I mean, I can do whatever. 100, 200, I'm cool with that.
You go 200 too.
All right, cover Antoine. We're going to cover the Antoine.
Oh, like the whole
five.
We're
going to cover the fives.
Lock it.
All right.
We'll lock the whole five. Ain't no problem.
That's locked, Jeff. That's locked.
Yeah,
Morgan's
write that down for me too.
Lock 500. Jeff Rogers.
Me
versus Mike Lane. North versus South. What day y'all
is that,
Jeff?
Is that 500
a piece?
500 a piece?
Saturday?
Nah. We splitting the 500, Jeff. You try.
No, Jeff. They splitting the 500. They're twins. You know, they like twins.
Yeah.
I got you. Motherfucker Mike Lang. Yeah. You ever seen past? You ain't never seen a fucking 4 foot Chinese man beating a full grown man. Ain't a fucking Chinese fucking Jackie Chan gonna beat Cassius Clay.
Hey.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Hey Mike.
Huh?
Hey, they said Cassius Clay was so fast he let the button go too fast.
He didn't let it.
He was scared. He was
I'm so fast. When I set the light out to go to bed, I'm in bed before the motherfucking room gets dark. And that's how fast I am.
You're a bad man.
Yeah, right. You see it. I'm a bad man. I shook up the world.
Hey, but you know, bad men come last too, right?
Yeah, but not this time.
You do know that. We're going to find out. There's a lot on our end.
Yeah, that's good.
Good bet.
I thought we were on the same side of North or South, but fuck you two motherfuckers. I don't like you anyhow.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
I'm disappointed
Jeff,
you too.
Hey,
I'm disappointed
run, right?
you too. Hold on, Jerry Curl. I'm disappointed in you too. You ain't taking up for me. You ain't betting with me. Fuck you. Bet me 500 too.
I bet with you. What are you talking about? I bet with you. What are you talking about?
I heard. I was on the radio.
I bet Marcus just a while ago.
You ain't bet me nothing. Stop it.
No, you ain't
bet.
You bet
100, Marcus. You better cut.
You ain't see a burnout or something.
Yeah.
You said 100, Marcus. That's what you say. Hold on, Jeff.
Hey,
Jeff,
I want you.
Looking for another run, right? What's wrong with you and Marcus running?
Sweet run with what? Sweet and slow.
Sweet and low.
I can't pick on him.
Red Rock.
We're right.
That's what I'm saying.
We're right.
Yeah, y'all stop that now. I see you jumping a lot of bands out there, Marcus. I don't know.
He ain't
Marcus,
dumb, Joe.
Joe,
look,
a lot
Joe.
Of bands.
Joe,
hey, Joe, I just want the ones I think I could beat. I can't do nothing with that Cassius Clay. I can't do nothing with him.
Joe,
okay.
Look, Joe, he a little confused on this race here, but he ain't dumb. He know goddamn well. He might be confused with this Jackie Chan, but he ain't that dumb. Who's in the low? Motherfucker. Joe should be ashamed of himself bringing that shit up. You should be ashamed of yourself bringing that up.
Antoine said if you get 1-1, he going to run you.
He got it. I had the money.
That's gonna be in year 2200, Joe. Shit.
Come on now. Oh man. I just messaged you. I ain't trying to stop it.
Hey Joe, I thought Uncle Ruckus was giving me the 1-1 or something.
Well, he said it right,
but he won't lock it in, the cocksucker.
He said it. Seemed like he was talking around it. I think the script seemed like he got rewritten.
Right.
He was talking around it now. See, like I don't know what happened. I think Jason Gray changed the script route there, you know.
Hmm.
That's what I heard.
I'm glad to hear the Bad Mouth Crew get back on here. Motherfucker with
Duncan.
Hey,
don't text us. I would have been back on the show. I ain't get no message, no nothing. I don't know what shit is. And at the times I have called, it wasn't no show. See, Joe been neglecting us, man. That's what it is.
Man, you know what? You know when the stuff fuckers on. I thought, be honest with you, I thought there was somebody else, some other promoter wouldn't let you on the line, but I didn't want to say nothing.
Well, you're a goddamn lie. Hell no.
I thought
you're
thought
a goddamn lie.
I said, they boycotting you. I
went to the store and got me some Jerry Curl spray, and I've been waiting for the show to come on so I can spray it around this goddamn hair, but I ain't been able to get on here.
You know what it was? I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell y'all what it was. I was sending it to the wrong number. I had Kane and you mixed up, and I was sending it to Kane.
Oh, you tired me. Okay.
Dude, hold on a second. Let me open this mic up.
631.
Oh, this is 4867. Your mic is open. Who that, Tarrant?
Yeah. Hello.
What's up, Darren?
Hey, what's up, Phil? I'm up. Me and Phil together. What's up?
What's up? Oh wow, Joe, you got Phil and Terrence on. Wow, those guys are.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from those guys in ages. I always give Terrence up. I always bust Terrence's butt. I'm like, I have to move to Long Island for him to talk to me. You know, I think I'm going to move the whole family there.
Hey, Ghetto Cowboy, what it is he knows when Big Papa Puff is on here, he got to show his head a little bit. So now that Big Papa Puff is on here, he got to come up from above ground just to see what's going on. That's what it is. That's what's going on, man.
You guys are crazy.
Damn.
Oh, man. So what's going on? Somebody called out Red Cup.
Another
day, another round. I know.
Can we get Red Cup and ODB this year, Terrence?
Can we get the same race to happen again?
The Red Cup and ODB. Can we finally get that off this year sometime?
As long as the race happens the same way you said it was going to be.
What was the race I said it was going to be?
You say you give us 1-1.
Hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Let me sleep on that. Let me drink some more of these readers. Well, we'll see. We'll talk.
We can lock it in.
Let me get a couple readers in me. You just probably will get it. I'm thinking with a clear mind right now, goddammit. When I said that shit, I was in an alcoholic mind, goddammit. I didn't know if I could do it, but I just wanted to try something.
Yeah. Oh man.
We'll get together. We'll get together this year. Yeah.
Are you getting behind the wheel this year?
My goal, Joe. Honestly, I have one goal this year. Honestly, well, after getting the truck out and getting finished and everything else like that, but I do want to make at least one nitrous pass in the truck. I don't care what it is. I want to feel that. I want to feel that. Now I know how that. I know how normally that goes with me. So I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say. That's why I said at least one. That's why I said the word the way I did. At least one. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and from there, you know what I mean? I
saw you at US 13 go down, and I was like, "Oh my God!" And you came back white. You came back white. I was like, "This guy's crazy."
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna lie to you, Ghetto Cowboy. I mean that shit. The truck in me felt like a glove that day. You know what I mean? It was just like instinct. Like everything was just right there. I had one little issue. You know that Friday we found out what it was. Literally came back, made a test pass. And I seen what I was on everybody's neck, so that's what I said. We're gonna see. It's gonna be a slow rolling process, you know what I mean? But in all honesty, that's all for Marcus and Garrett. You know what I mean? They know they got the truck. Whatever they want to do, go ahead, buy. But
yeah, let the driver drive, man. It's not worth it. All the money you put into it, you know. That's why I tell people let the driver drive, and that's it. You know. If you're going to run on motor, then run on motor. But if you feel like getting behind the wheel, go ahead, man, because ain't nothing like being behind the wheel or something your own stuff either.
I'm not going
to
lie to you. Absolutely correct. It felt good as hell. But at the same sense, I know my limits as well. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I'm not going to push
nobody. If you feel good and you feel like you can drive, hey, go for it. That's how I look at it.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna say rush into nothing. Nope. Don't drive because
somebody says you gotta face that person.
But if you feel like you can drive and you feel all right, go ahead. Just get in behind the wheel and go ahead and take a pass in it. That's how I look at it.
We can have some fun. You never know, Joe. I might have to try you on the gas.
Hey, Joe. I made my first. He's supposed to go back on motor. I don't know what happened. We ain't never go back on motor.
I don't know.
Hey, Joe, I made my fastest pass in my car on nitrous at Norfolk South this past year. I ain't going to lie. And then I got out of it at about 200 feet. And it's some shit.
Get out of here. It made the fastest pass.
Yeah, I got out of about 200 feet, man.
It drove to the center. It did. He did. I'm proud of him.
Okay.
That was the fastest I've been in that goddamn car.
I done went
300 feet with it on the night.
Hey, Joe, well, listen, Joe. Well, you got that car, boy. Look like he need to put a pamper on.
Who's that? Sorry.
I
didn't
lie to you.
I did it. Fuck it.
Yeah, you did it. You did. You did.
Just call.
Who's that? Is that Sean Huff that's talking right now?
Yeah, that's me. What up, Ghetto Cowboy? What's going on, baby?
What's up? Was that before I saw you at the Waffle House late at night? Was that before
or after? I don't know. What day did I see you at Waffle House? So, yeah, I did see you at Waffle House. Was that Thursday night or Friday night?
I don't remember. I know it was late. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Man,
yeah,
it was. You probably got a free. You got everybody a free meal after he shook that car down. The way that's my dog. But yes, sir, I remember that. He had to smoke a whole carton of cigarettes after that pass.
Yeah, and I gotta make sure I got everything going on. I know everybody asked me about it. Yeah, we still doing the macaroni and cheese contest. Like I said, we still got it going. They gonna have it. That's gonna be on Saturday.
Hey Joe,
we're
so what's the stiff to the macaroni and cheese?
There ain't no stiff. All I can tell you,
it ain't no stiff.
Come to win. Nope. Whatever you put inside,
so first,
you put inside.
so a person can put honey and sugar and strawberries and that type of stuff up in the macaroni.
Oh, they can do whatever they want.
Just no pork.
They can do whatever they want. Do whatever they want. That's how
yeah, if you put pork, you have to make sure you mark pork for people that don't eat pork.
Don't the pork, don't they turn around, they can't eat cheese either? Am I right?
Well, listen, wherever the judges say, well, listen, after seeing somebody's banana pudding, now you saying no names, make sure the damn porta pies is right behind the goddamn judge.
God dang it.
No, see, that's the difference. Nana pudding was one thing, but Nana pudding was a different thing. That's what it was. Nana. That
yeah,
was the Nana
yeah,
pudding.
But
that's
you know, you had one of them that was kind of like wet and gooey from the
you
picture
know,
that I've seen, but I wasn't there.
I don't know nothing
about nothing. I'm just telling you the picture that I saw. I'm not on the who it was or none of that. You know what I mean? I know somebody went on the bathroom and got damn it dinner and put the guts in the porta potty because of some type of watery substance. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, they said they gave it to the dog and the dog died. I don't know why y'all lied about that.
Not the dog died, Joe.
Look, I'm not gonna lie to you. This is what I do every time when I do it. Right, I let everybody go ahead and you know sample everything, and then whatever's left, people get to eat. You know, because that's you know when you turn around and you make it. That's the only thing I ask for. I don't ask for no money to get in the contest. Whatever your tray is, that's your entry fee, right? Well, that man got mad and turned around and took that. He took his banana pudding back with him. He got mad. I'll be damned if anybody would eat my shit. Gave me a zero on this shit. And he took the banana pudding back.
Bobby Joe, are you serious?
Yeah, I think you are. He took it back.
Oh, shit.
I laughed my head off. I said, oh, man. I had no other choice but to laugh. But, damn, y'all could at least give him a one. God, dog. To give him a zero, y'all was some hard judges. They were some hard judges. They were tough. They were tough, boy.
Well, Joe, you pick a judge, so what you expect, Joe? Do you want to tell it the straight and tell it like it is?
No, I'm going to at least say one. God, dog. Not zero. How you going to tell him I say
Joe,
zero?
Hey, that's tampering with evidence, Joe. That's a tampering.
Nah, they were just cold-hearted. When I had to pull up the thing and turn it up there, each one of them had wrote it on the back of the thing, I like, oh, no. Is this supposed to be a one next to it or something?
Okay, so my question to you is, did you taste the banana pudding that they were talking about?
Nah, I didn't get a chance. I was going behind everybody later on at the end of the night. And he came and grabbed it. He grabbed his bowl and took off.
Oh.
So I never got to taste it. I can't say the man couldn't cook it, you know. I can't say. You know, that's how it was. But I know one thing. That macaroni and cheese is going to be, oof. Matter of fact, I got a man on here right now that's just trying to hit the one button. Matter of fact, you got James on here, and he in the contest.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
What's up, James?
Hey, I got a question. Is North versus South going to be an NGRA event?
Listen. It never was an NGRA event, never been an NGRA event. The only thing he would always say that he would be an NGRA sponsor on the event when he was giving out the money. He was doing
yeah,
a sponsor.
Yeah, I just asked because I ain't heard nothing about it.
That's what the deal was.
I'm just trying to figure out what his event's going to be.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if he's still doing that or not yet. I didn't hear anything yet. You know, with the points that he normally does. I'll tell you right now, I like that because it kind of keeps a little something fresh with you, you know, a little something extra that, you know, you don't forgot about. Next thing you say, damn, I done turned around, I done won $300 or $400. You know, it was kind of cool, that thing. I liked it. And let's just be real about it. For $50, what are you going to get a chance to win all through the whole season? You can win $500 each time you go out, an extra $500. And you ain't got to give no more money in. For $50 for the whole year? And how many times of it? I liked it. I think it was pretty cool. That was a pretty good idea.
I think it was less than 50, Joe. I think it was a little bit less than 50, but still.
Your
membership is more.
Whatever the membership was. But yeah. Whatever, I looked at it this way, the man was trying to get something back. And I don't look over nobody's shoulder about how much they make, because let me tell you something. Whatever they did, he thought of it as his idea. I think it was a damn good one, so ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, when somebody get something, you know what? You know, we shouldn't be looking at what somebody made or whatever. It is what it is. He did a good job at it, and that's all to it. He was the first one to think of it. A lot of people think, hey, I seen Gordo think of something. I can't let it go, what he said, what he's going to do, but I think it's a good idea, and watch and see. Everybody's going to follow the idea of what he's getting ready to do. And it's going to be right on the internet. Watch. I think it's a real good idea what he got. It's going to come out at the end of the week. He's going to have it. But just the idea, a lot of people, you know, if it's because of the person who does it sometimes that people don't like it. And I'm being real about it. That's how you got to be. That's how I keep it real. That's how the deal is. If it wasn't for him, if it wasn't Joe on it, and somebody else's name was on it, everybody said, oh, man, that's the greatest thing in the world. You know? But some people just don't care for Joe, and they can't stand it, you know? They just don't like it. That's all. So we all, you know, sometimes we got to overlook some of this here stuff, man, and keep moving on and keep going. Like I said, Joe is good for the game, and I ain't going to never say he ain't good for the game. You know? He got his own style, and you're always going to remember him. Instead of being the same way everybody else, he's going to be his way. You know when you hear that, wow, wow, and it ain't got to say no more. You're going to say the next one. You know what I mean? Everybody knows what it is. Or you hear that yelling, grudge race, you know that's his style. That was him. He started it. And that's what it's all about, man. Everybody can't be the same thing, everything. Otherwise, it's going to be boring. I'm sorry to say that, but a lot of people need to hear that. Everybody want to keep it their way. Get this way. Got to do it this way. You know, but not good. You know, ain't nobody want to be the same thing. Be dare to be different. How about that? Dare to be different. Now, tonight, you best believe, I already know what Antoine doing. He going in there. He reading that book right now. He can grow some hair and get a curl for next week, by the end of next week. I know you're going to try to get it.
Oh, Lord, here we go. See, Jonesy, here you go. Okay.
Look, he already copied my man Kane. I didn't know that until now, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yo, hold on. Yo, tell me you didn't copy him. Tell me you
didn't
copy that man. Huh?
I didn't. I just met Kane this year.
You just... Kane had it going on first. If y'all
maybe
don't understand what I'm talking about, I'm gonna talk about that DuPont, the spray in the can, you know, the hair in the can. Kane been spraying his sideburns for the past 7 years.
Oh boy, Joe, you help. I'm gonna get you for this one, Joe. I'm gonna get you for this.
I'll just be around.
Remember I said I'm gonna get him for this one.
No,
remember what I tell you.
Yo, wait. Hold on. You know how Kane is still on here right now, right? No lie. I seen Kane on the live feed the other day and I thought he was Steve Harvey. I said, what in the hell? Everything went
so you try to say I look like Steve Harvey now? Oh, did you say I look like Kane and Kane look like Steve Harvey? So you try to say I look like Steve Harvey? What the hell going on here?
No. Listen to this, what I'm telling you. Steve Harvey used to have this perfect high top fade. But do you know that was not his real hair?
Yeah, we
know. That was a man unit. That was a man unit, yeah.
That was never hair. He never had hair. And so Kane went out there and got the can and followed suit. And
oh,
I don't know. It's a short of the cans down in North Carolina because I saw the live feed the other day and Kane looked like he was missing something. But Kane looked a little different.
Oh, Lord.
Go look at him. You think I'm bullshit. Go look at him. You think I'm lying about it.
Oh, Lord.
I'll tell you straight out. I teased him about it big time. I said, damn, Kane, now turn around. He done got old overnight. Man, that dye worked good. Miracle. I ain't bullshit you. Hold on now. Wait. It was an insane going. And it was there to be different. Everybody wants to say something bad. Now, let's be real. I know y'all can say what you want to say. Kane started it first, then Pro Stock Joe. Then from there, Antoine went. You know, that was all. They all followed suit. They like it. Ain't nothing wrong with
Lord.
That. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I ain't mad at you. Perfect. What y'all do, now I'm going to take a picture. I want y'all to take a picture at North versus South for real though. I'm going to see who the oldest brother is. Biggest brother.
If I'm back in time, I'll do that for you.
Yeah,
I think
I'll
be getting back
you.
From the Dominican. I should be getting back from Dominican on that Friday. So yeah. Okay, Joe.
Wait.
I ain't keep
fooling. Is it a birthday? Was it a birthday?
Yeah. Hey, you know how that is. I put my head down and just hear the wallet. It's hers. Go ahead. Whatever you want to do, come on. Just come on. Let's get this over with. I got race parts to order. That's what I tell every year.
Hey, you know, like they say, you gotta make them happy too. So we can have a better
day. Yeah.
So ain't nothing wrong with that. You're doing the right thing.
You know what's bad? Because I booked the trip, and I can't even tell you exactly how many days I'm on the damn trip for. That tells you this book is shit. That's bad.
So y'all on the water? Y'all
on
the
water, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Damn.
Hey, I'm catching deals like crazy. I just caught one the other day. I just caught one the other day for five people. It was $700.
On a cruise ship?
On a cruise ship, yes. Yes. And how did we get that? You want me to tell you how we did that? By doing your favorite thing. The thing you like doing the most if you ain't at the racetrack.
Oh, the casino?
That goddamn casino. Yeah.
Yeah, they gave
me
a free trip.
You start winning. You start winning it. You hit, I know when you hit past 1,000 points threshold, you get free drinks or whatever. But we're damn near like 10, 15, 20,000, points. So, you know what I mean? When we go in there at certain times of the year, they had cruises for $100 or $50. And just so happy, when we went there, look, we went five people, $725. I think that's what it said before taxes and gratuity. I said, man, shit, you better book it. Don't ask me no questions. Book it.
I'm going to send you a picture of my points, what I got over here, right? I got 101,000 points right now. That's why you see me. If you ever noticed, you've been seeing me at the suite at Madison Square Garden, USB Arena, and all that.
Yep.
I don't
you got that many
for
points.
Oh. Yeah. They give it to me for free.
Of course, you already paid for it. All them damn points, you done paid for it.
Yeah, hey, I ain't going to lie to you. They might not want me in there no more as much as we've been eating. We don't know how to come out of there. But they say all the crab legs and all the shrimp there, all you can eat. We rack up. I mean, we have a good time. I mean, it's good. So it's good. It's all having fun. But you know, now it's time. Like I said, I told her the other day. I said, well, you know, it's time to go racing.
So I
ain't going out no time. Going back to racing now. So let you know. But now when March starts, that's it. A little bit, Now I go out there racing. Now I ain't gonna do the casino like I used to. It's all good. No, it's all about having fun. Any which way you can have fun, that's the problem. A lot of people don't know how to really loosen up and let go. And it's the same way with the track. Loosen up some, right. Y'all. Play around with somebody. Have fun. It ain't got to be always serious every time. It's joke around a little bit. I met a lot of people just from racing and having fun with them. I actually raced them,
right.
And I ended up being like, if I happen to come down somewhere and say if I'm in North Carolina and we visiting friends, next thing you know, I can turn around and say, well, I'm going to such and such house, you know, while everybody else hanging, the ladies
right.
Hanging out together. That's it. That's how it's supposed to be, but it don't always work out like that, but that's what the whole idea of the thing is. It makes you have fun and have friends. We will have the North versus South will be live, and I'll let you guys I know Phil won't give you a call. Well, you have to call Mark with a call tomorrow or whatever and see how y'all can lock in, what y'all got to do. And I'm quite sure you and Red Cup will get y'all race off or something. I don't know how y'all going to do it, but I know y'all I know Red Cup is the same way. The whole motor situation and all that is still, you know, they just want to have fun with it. They said that's the whole deal. They want to have fun with it.
Look, that's all you can ask for is to have some fun.
Mm-hmm. But you guys, I'm getting ready to close down because I got to make sure I get up early in the morning. I got to be at that pool. So I'm about to shut down tonight. So it's been nice talking to everybody, and hopefully we're getting closer and closer. Hope everybody can set their cars out this week because it's going to be nice weather down south, 60 or 70 degrees. I wish it was up here, but we have no track, so we can't test right now. So we'll see everything. And so I'm going to say good night and God bless everybody, and I'll be talking to y'all next Tuesday.
Yep, good night and be safe, everybody. Drive safe, Antoine. Ride safe. All right.
Good night, Kane. Antoine.